The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey friends, welcome back to The Common Good here on AM 1160, Hope for Your Life. My name is Brian Fromm. So glad to have you with us today, and we're thrilled to be joined by someone from one of our favorite partners from Focus on the Family. We're excited to be joined by the Vice President of Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute. His name is Dr. Bob Paul. Bob, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Great to be with you, Brian.
Yes, so glad to have you with us. We love Focus on the Family and all that you guys are doing. Let's talk specifically about the Marriage Institute at Focus on the Family that you are the vice president of. Tell us about the Marriage Institute. What is it that you guys are doing?
Well, you know, one of the main things that we do, and what's kind of what got us started, was that we developed an intensive counseling program for couples in crisis. Our program is called Hope Restored. And we actually have been doing this now for 25 years, and we have an incredible success rate with couples who are really having a hard time. And I've had the privilege to, I got that started with Dr. Greg Smalley, and we've had the privilege of working together for a long time and seeing a lot of people who are hurting and have lost hope, find hope again, and see possibilities of going forward into a good life and restoring their family and just being blessed.
Oh, that's fantastic. And Bob, I guess I'm curious why you guys have seen success. A lot of marriages failing out there. There's probably people listening right now who are going, yeah, I don't have much hope in my marriage. What is it that is part of this program, or why would you say that you guys see a lot of quote unquote success in this program?
You know, that's a good question. I mean, we certainly have very talented therapists. We have a very powerful model. But honestly, Brian, the reason that I think we're as successful as we are is we recognize that none of us, no matter how good we are the healer. And we've spent a lot of time helping people identify what they have often inadvertently placed between themselves and the Lord, and then help them to move those obstacles out of the way so that they can allow the Lord to have free access to their heart, to their life, to their relationships. And, you know, that's where things really change. And that's been our primary focus for 25 years. And it's a recipe that's hard to beat.
Yeah. Yeah. This might be a difficult question because it's so broad, but let me ask it anyway. What role, in your opinion, in the work you've done, particularly with Christian couples, I don't know how else to ask you, but what role does God play in the healing of marriages? How do we allow the Lord to work in our marriages to bring about the healing needed?
I think that the reality is we just need to recognize we got to have a relationship with Him that where we allow Him to have access to us, to guide us, you know, and certainly His Word is an important part of that. The Holy Spirit is a huge part. And what's interesting, Brian, and I know you know this, is that when people get into a tough place, they often, you know, they get scared, they get concerned, and they shut down. And they don't they shut down to their partner, but they also don't realize that more often than not, they shut down to the Lord, and they aren't really looking to Him. They're not listening to Him and allowing Him to guide their journey out of that mess into something better, because that's really all He wants for us, is to be blessed and to bless us. So one of the things that we want to help people do is identify where they may have closed down and how they may not be looking to Him and be open to the possibility. Matter of fact, there's one question that we ask couples that determines whether we'll work with them or not. And the question is as simple as this: if God was to work a miracle in your marriage, would you accept it? And we define a miracle as a relationship that both people love and both people love the direction it's headed. Nothing short of that. We're not talking about enduring misery for the cause. We're talking about a relationship that people really feel good about. And if God was to work a miracle, would you receive it? And would you be willing to look for it? And if the answer is yes, we don't care how bad things are, bring it on. And we're going to go there and see what God is willing and able to do.
Fascinating. Do a lot of people do people say no to that question? Do you get that a lot where people are like, nope, I don't even want that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, not often. I mean, for believers, it's not often. But we do get that from time to time. The person basically says, I don't care what God would do. Mm. I don't want to do this. Mm. I'm done.
That's sad. That is sad.
And we're, you know, and that's a right that every one of us has. God gives us the right to do that. He doesn't necessarily give us the power to make that go well for us, but he gives us certainly the right to make that decision. And as helpers, it's not our place to go beyond that. I mean, that's everybody's choice, and we'll leave that to between them and the Lord.
Mm. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Let's think about age groups. Like, I've now been married. My wife and I, next year, we're going to celebrate our 25-year wedding anniversary, which is crazy to me. And there's certain stages in marriage, right? There's the no kids honeymoon period. Then you got little kids. And now I'm getting close to the age where my kids are getting more independent. Is there an age group that you see facing more difficulty in their marriage, maybe right now, than other age groups?
You know, it's interesting to think about that, because I think that I don't really see an age group that is having more difficulty than others. I just think that the difficulties are different according to the age group. You know, we've had a really alarming trend, for instance, in the last number of years. They call the gray divorce phenomenon, where people that are older are getting divorced at a level that we haven't really seen much of historically. But it's just different issues. You know, obviously, the issues when you have small children are a lot having to do with not having enough time, not having enough energy, being distracted by all that's in your face all the time. And there's different issues when the kids are getting older, when they get into their teenage years, the emptiness stuff. I mean, it's just different issues. So, but at the core, at the root of it, I think there's a commonality of what people struggle with. And I think one of the reasons that we're as successful as we are is that we get below all that surface stuff to get to what's really going on at the root.
That's great. As I said, Bob is going to stay with us. We're going to talk about a very interesting question that people wrestle with about whether there's going to be marriage in heaven. So he's going to help us try to process that question, but that's going to be after the break. But Bob, before that, somebody's listening right now and they're close to losing hope in their marriage. They're just in a bad spot. What would you say to them is step one? What should they do if they're like, you know what, I'm not even sure that I want to do the work right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think they really need to search their soul, and I think they really need to just go to the Lord and say, what do you want me to do, Lord? And then if the answer is what he wants you to persevere through and take some steps, then don't try to do this alone. Get help.
Yeah.
Find a quality Christian counselor that can walk you through this to explore what's possible, or come to us and let us work with you at Hope Restored.
Absolutely. Dr. Bob Paul's the vice president of Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute. He's going to stay with us. But Bob, in case people can't stay with us, where can they connect with Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute? How do they find out more?
You just go to hoperestored.com, and that'll take you right to us, and it'll give you all the information, how to contact us, what the program's about, you know, where our locations are. All of that is right there for you at your fingertips.
Wonderful. Bob, want to take a different route here and ask this question. I've gotten this one or two times as a pastor. People wonder, is there going to be marriage in heaven? Jesus seems to say some things about that. But you guys at the Marriage Institute at Focus on the Family, I'm sure, get that question often. What about marriage in heaven?
Well, you know, it seems pretty clear that Jesus said there will not be any marriage in heaven. Mm. And I know that that's a tough one for those of us who really do like our spouse. I mean, I've been married now for a good long time, and Jenny and I have worked through a lot of challenges to get to a point where our relationship is singing along pretty well at this point.
Nice.
And she's my best friend, and we get along great. And the thought of us being there and not being married is a little bit hard for my heart to wrap itself around. And, you know, the thing that I take solace in is that I really do trust the Lord. I trust his goodness. And I'm reasonably confident that when I get there, he's going to wrap his arms around me and he's going to tell me how it plays, how it works. And I'm going to go, oh, okay. And I'm cool with that. I can't imagine that in this moment.
Right.
But, you know, it's funny. I said this once at an event I was doing in Portland. And I had a sweet gal who obviously loved her husband beyond measure. And she came up to me with tears streaming down her cheeks. And she said, please tell me it's not true. She just couldn't bear the thought of not being married to him for the rest of time. And all I could say, and it was so unsatisfying. All I could say is, I'm so sorry. Jesus said it. There was no other answer I had, because I can't make sense of it either. I just trust God. And I just know that he's got our best interest in mind, and that we're married here on earth for a purpose, and that when we get there, that purpose will have been served and he'll have something else for us.
I think that's a great way to look at it, because I've always struggled with that. Love my wife to death, and you would like to think, oh, we're going to spend eternity together, but you'd have to think that in the perfection of heaven, of the new heaven and the new earth, there's going to be some, God's got better things for us, including my relationship with my wife, right? Like it's going to be better. But you've probably found that's probably hard for people to digest, isn't it? That's probably, people probably don't like that word very much.
Yeah, I think if you really like each other, you don't like it. Now, if you're really struggling,
yes,
it probably sounds like release. But I think that if you really get along well and you've really allowed the Lord to work in you and through you and together between you, yeah, that's hard. And I think that it really calls us to look at where we're at with God, and do we really trust him, and do we really trust his goodness?
That's good.
And if we do, then we've just got to, like you said, just be confident that he's got our best interest in mind, and we'll be thrilled with whatever he's got waiting for us.
How would you categorize, excuse me, as you work with marriages, particularly Christian marriages, but you probably work across the board, what are the top couple things that you see as issues right now that cause marriages to struggle? We always hear things like money and being on different pages with that, but, or is it just generic, like selfishness or self-centeredness? What would you say are the biggest issues that are tearing at marriages right now?
I think that, I think that there's a lot of different topics that people struggle with. But I think that one of the things that is at the root of it for people is that they feel that their spouse is just so different than them, that they want different things, that they have feelings that are different, they prefer different things, they struggle with different things, and that they feel that those differences are the thorn in their flesh and insurmountable. Matter of fact, if you think about, you know, these days with a no-fault divorce reality that we live in, the single most common sighting for the reason people are divorcing is what we call irreconcilable differences. There is no way to overcome this in a way we would feel good about. And, you know, it's interesting that we consider that to be a lie. That the differences, people see the differences as the problem. And the reality is the differences are important and they're intentional. God created us different on purpose with a purpose. And Jenny and I are radically different. I mean, on so many levels, we've never been mistaken for brother and sister, or anything alike. It's easy to see the differences as a problem, but the reality is that the differences are critical. Because I mean, if Jenny was exactly like me, well, at least one of us would be unnecessary. I mean, the differences are so useful. And the key, the problem with differences is not knowing how to value them and adequately utilize them. Because, you know, I mean, you think about like team sports. If a team was built of players that all had the exact strengths and the exact weaknesses, that team would not be a good team.
That's right.
A great team is always a team that plays to each other's strengths and covers each other's weaknesses. And that's what makes a great team. And it's the exact same thing in marriage.
That's good. Let's end with this one. What's your counsel to people where, you know, maybe the wife is going to church and running after the Lord and the husband's never going to church, or vice versa? You know, the husband is kind of building into his faith, but the wife isn't showing much interest. A lot of times we'll call this, you know, kind of being unequally yoked, where one person's a part of the church or not. What's your counsel to those people? How can they keep going in marriage where it seems like they're really on, spiritually at least, just different pages?
You know, I don't want to make light of that, because I know I've worked with so many people in that situation, and it is truly a painful experience. It is heartbreaking when something that's so important to you as your faith isn't being shared, that you can't share that with your spouse. But it is a reality that many people do encounter. And I really just want to encourage people into those circumstances to just lean into the Lord, to find someone they can share that with, also get some good counsel from someone that can really be helpful in that reality. And be careful in that, too, because it's also easy to get sucked into looking for someone of the opposite sex that you can that with. And get caught in a trap, because that's a real trap of the enemy. But I think it's important to, first of all, allow yourself to grieve that. That's a sad situation. And just ask for God's guidance and God's strength and God's direction as to how do I deal with this unfortunate reality that is filled with grief.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Bob Paul is the Vice President of Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute. Bob, you did this earlier, but for those who weren't listening, where can they connect with you and connect with all that you guys are doing at Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute?
The easiest way is to go to HopeRestored.com, and that'll take you to information about our Hope Restored program and a lot else that's going on. Obviously, FocusOnTheFamily.com is another place to go, and you just go into the marriage link on the pull-down menu, and there's a ton of resources, a ton of videos, a ton of things to help you strengthen your marriage and take you to a better place so you can receive all the blessings.
There you go again. Dr. Bob Paul is the Vice President of Focus on the Family's Marriage Institute. We'd encourage you to go check that out. Bob, thanks so much. This was wonderful. Thanks for letting me just shoot to all different fields on marriage. I know it was helpful for people. We really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Brian. Call anytime.
Will do. You're listening to The Common Good, AM 1160, Hope for Your Life.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.